Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Samuel, Week 12. Spiritual Principles, Life Lessons, and Holy Warnings Concerning the Enjoyment of the Good Land, seen with five major figures in 1 and 2 Samuel. Saturday, Related Verses. 2 Timothy 2:22, But flee youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Judges 5:15-16. And the princes in Issachar were with Deborah, and Issachar was true to Barak. Into the valley they were sent behind him. Among the divisions of Reuben, there were great resolutions in heart. Why did you sit among the sheepfolds, listening to the pipings for the flocks? In the divisions of Reuben, there were great searchings of heart. 1 Corinthians 6:13-20. Foods are for the stomach and the stomach for foods, but God will bring to naught both it and them. But the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God has both raised up the Lord and will raise us up through his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? Absolutely not. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a prostitute is one body? For he says, the two shall be one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin which a man may do is outside the body. But he who commits fornication sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you have been bought with a price. So then, glorify God in your body. Related reading. David willingly committed adultery. In his record of Christ's genealogy, Matthew purposely wrote, David begot Solomon of her who had been the wife of Uriah. This indicates the seriousness of David's sin. We need to learn of David on the negative side as well as on the positive side. The lust of the flesh is a devastating element that can destroy us. If such a godly man as David could be seduced, can we escape? Human beings are human beings. Flesh is flesh and lusts are lusts. We should keep a distance between ourselves and those of the opposite sex. A young man or young woman should not talk privately with someone of the opposite sex in a closed room. No godly person should be loose in contacting the other sex. Regardless of our attainment in our spiritual pursuit, it is possible for any of us to commit such a sin. David's defect was that he did not restrict his flesh. When he was crowned in Hebron at 30 years of age, he already had at least six wives. Later, he abused his kingship by murdering Uriah and robbing him of his wife. In his creation, God ordained that man have one wife, so that man may have godly children. However, some men broke this principle. For instance, Gideon, one of the judges of Israel, had many wives. Boaz, an important ancestor in the genealogy of Christ, was a good pattern because he controlled the lust of his flesh. Samuel was also a good example. His mother consecrated him to God as a Nazarite, and he kept the vow of his mother throughout his life. David, on the contrary, even though he was a man according to God's heart, had a great failure in the matter of the lust of the flesh. God exercised a very severe punishment upon David because his sin was very evil. God loved David, but because of his sin, David lost his standing and position and 11 of the 12 tribes. Only the tribe of Judah remained with David. After Solomon's reign, the kingdom was divided, and eventually Judah and Israel were taken into captivity. The children of Israel lost their nation and the land of their fathers. They were scattered around the globe, and they were persecuted and killed. Today, although they have a narrow strip of the land near the Mediterranean Sea, they have no peace with their neighbors. The account of God's punishing judgment on David is written as a warning to us today. We should read this account seriously in the presence of God. This account warns us that the indulgence of the flesh is a serious thing. David was tempted simply by a glance, and then he failed to restrict himself. In contacting the opposite sex, we in the Lord's recovery need to be sanctified and separated unto God. The evil concerning sex is very contagious. We must exercise our spirit to overcome our flesh and our old man. This must not be a mere teaching. It must be a practice in our daily life. All the saints, especially the young ones, should search their hearts and make a strong resolution of heart, never to go the way of the indulgence of the flesh. We need to say, Lord Jesus, I love you, I need you, and I receive you. If we say this, he will be our Savior and our dynamic salvation. As the pneumatic Christ, he will save us, preserve us, and protect us from the contamination of this age, so that we may keep the glory that we have gained.